but this is also correct. So, let's move on to other questions. It's called Entering the Very First Spiritual Degree.
Lesson in Entering the First Degree will continue from number 12, Entering the First Spiritual Degree.
No. La 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 la.
We are reading excerpts on the topic of entering the first spiritual degree, excerpt number 12, from Rabash, article 40. What is for you are the least of all the people in the work? The work is mainly in this place, meaning that here begins the matter of Lishma, meaning that he wants to work so the Creator will enjoy his work, and it does not matter to him what taste he feels. In other words, the work he does is to him as though he felt that the king is great, while in fact he feels that the Shekhinah is in the dust. That is, he does not feel any importance, but tastes the taste of dust. And yet he overcomes and says, it is as important to me as though I felt that I was serving a great king. At that time, the will to receive certainly enjoys as well, since he does not need to believe in the greatness and importance of the Creator. We'll read it again. The work is mainly in this place, meaning that here begins the matter of Lishma, meaning that he wants to work so the Creator will enjoy his work, and it does not matter to him what taste he feels. In other words, the work he does is to aim him as though he felt that the king is great, while in fact he feels that the Shekhinah, the divinity, is in the dust. That is, he does not feel any importance but tastes the taste of dust. And yet he overcomes and says, it is as important to me as though I felt that I was serving a great king. At that time, the will to receive certainly enjoys as well, since he does not need to believe the greatness and importance of the king.
How do we try to be this way, that even though the Shekhinah is in Afra, all of us are excited from the greatness of the king? How do we reach this? Please. Why are we let such bad state, that were the situation not that bad, we wouldn't need to rise above it, but we'd use the bit of reason that we'd have, and we couldn't go above reason. This way we have no reason. It's a completely dark state, no light, and then because we have no other choice, we're pushed to come out of this state. It's like the Exodus from Egypt, that it says that exactly then, due to the blows and the great suffering, can they rise above reason and merit the Exodus. So read it again, please.
Again, number 12 from Rabash, article 40, what is for you are the least of all people in the work? The work is mainly in this place, meaning that here begins the matter of Lishma, meaning that he wants to work so the Creator will enjoy his work. And it does not matter to him what taste he feels.
Precisely, meaning that it's not that he feels, doesn't feel the taste, he feels no taste and is content about it.
In other words, the work he does is to him as though he felt that the king is great, while in fact he feels that the divinity is in the dust. That is, he does not feel any importance, but tastes the taste of dust. And yet he overcomes and says, it is as important to me as though I felt that I was serving a great king. At that time, the will to receive certainly enjoys as well, since he does not need to believe in the greatness and importance of the king.
Elhan, what are you laughing about?
It's funny how it seems like the dumbest, weirdest thing to do, but then it's revealed as much as you need so much brains to be able to do this. It's like the opposite.
Yes, and to appreciate the tastelessness, helplessness, hopelessness, all the different chesronot that you feel in the world to receive, and that you start appreciating this state as helpmate against him, without which you can't escape, you can't rise to the first spiritual degree. But now we're already starting to feel it somewhat. Good? So it's clear. Leibovich, what? You have complaints?
No.
What?
He says, and then he overcomes and says that even though the state is so he overcomes and says something else. So the overcoming is just saying a sentence? I have no feeling in that sentence.
Wait. First of all, I don't understand, where does your confidence come from?
This is what I understand from what he's writing.
And what?
That he feels in a certain state.
That he feels bad in his vessels of reception. And along with it, what happens?
He overcomes and he says,
this already being in other kelim, in faith above reason, what does he say? That this state is exactly fit for me.
Yeah.
That thanks to it can I rise because I have no choice, and this being my nature, and then I can rise above it.
So actually, the sentence, as you just said, so the fact that he says it, even though he has no feeling and he's not, doesn't even believe in it, that's the overcoming. It's like a saying I have to say that I want to be like this. And
no, he already has the forces. He has the forces to run away from Egypt, to cope. Even though that in all of his senses and with all his mind, he disagrees with this state, as if the body resists this completely. The guf means mind and heart together, that it can't stand this state. On the other hand, he says, no, I'll use this state. I won't run away from it, because He can easily surrender to Pharaoh and stay there, and he has meat, fish, whatever he wants, as they cried about later, how they cried about what they had in Egypt. So he says, no, I have to remain in this bad state, because due to this state, this bad state, I can rise above it. Otherwise, I won't have the strength to rise above it. Meaning the Creator is sending me now this bad state as help that pushes me toward the exit, and I'm not going back to Egypt. I want to rise above this. And here, the exodus from Egypt is called birth. And here, he goes through the process of the spiritual birth. Yeah? What?
So it's not clear what he's saying at the end, that then the world to receive enjoys too, that he doesn't need to believe in the greatness and importance of the king.
After he goes through these states, he's then born in spirituality, and he begins to use his will to receive in order to bestow. He no longer has blind faith as he did before, that he had nothing at all, but he already uses it in order to bestow after he's born.
And he doesn't have to believe in the greatness of the king?
It's not the same faith, blind with your eyes shut. But he already builds a degree of bestowal for himself. So faith becomes bestowal. You no longer base yourself on what you felt as bad, but on the greatness, that you acquire the greatness of the upper. So you're kind of tired, this I understand. Duty, yes.
The extent of overcoming above reason is the same investment he put in the 10 before?
I don't know how can we measure our investment against or compared with the resistance. It's something that you can't measure. You're actually right. This is how you feel. It's not real measurement. As hard as it is, as bad as it might be, I have above it to bring the importance of bestowal, the importance of giving, and this is how I rise above the bad. Meaning, I have to appreciate the Creator more than I appreciate the bad, the darkness. The Creator has to be greater than Pharaoh.
Where do I bring those forces come to overcome more and more?
Only through the connection. And the children of Israel cried because of the work. This where there was their work in connection. They were already somewhat connected, otherwise they couldn't escape.
A bit of forces in overcoming, or much more forces in overcoming? What does that depend on?
Even the little forces of overcoming, these are already forces that they get from above, an illumination from above, and they can escape from Egypt. They don't have to make an effort against the entire evil inclination. No, they have to rise above it. And rising above it is, how to say, it's a different quality. It's a quality of bestowal, and therefore the bit of bestowal, a gram of bestowal, is already larger, already greater than the tons of their ego in Egypt. They disconnect, they escape, they rise above. It's enough for them to make 1 gram of effort. All the rest is done by the Creator. He's the one that delivers from Egypt. It's not upon us. Upon us is only to make an effort to make the minimum connection. This means that we want to come out.
What's that drop of bestowal?
drop of bestowal means that I, inside the group, discover that I am capable of connecting with them, with all of them, the entire ten, that we can really reach connection, that previously we didn't know what that is, but now there's a kind of connection, meaning there's kind of a contact between us in the flesh, without the light separate, without any skin separating between us, but really flesh to flesh. This is how we can feel each other, work this way together. That we start feeling that each of our desires becomes one desire. As if you peel off the shell, the peel, and then we all touch each other in the live flesh. We as if all of us become one. So it's enough for us to reach connection in this minimum initial way of a nekuda. All the rest, the Creator, He does the work, and the upper light starts shining in this connection. Good. Where is Neron? Where is? Yeah. Where are all the? What happened?
Question.
No. For me, that's it.
לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר, ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נלך מהחושך ישר אל האור. La 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 la